reflection and the mirror's reflection. I'm a dancing with myself when there's no one else inside.
Live from the 1480 AM studios, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment. I'm Dave Isaac alongside Joseph Erdo. He's singing. He loves to sing.
I'm dancing with myself.
You actually have a pretty good voice, I will admit.
Yes. And, yeah. And by the way, Eric across the glass, he's playing pocket pool. No, I'm kidding.
Oh.
Do you know what pocket pool is, Eric?
Who doesn't?
Okay.
Yeah. Who does it or who doesn't?
Who doesn't know?
Oh, who doesn't know?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yes. I think half the population.
Dave was a little bit late this morning because he was playing pocket pool in the car.
Oh, yes. And the car was rattling. Trisha will be calling in on assignment. Eric the Great is here again. I can't believe it. Eric, you are the Great.
Thank you.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
And good. How about the lovely Kathleen?
She's good. She's listening, I'm sure.
Oh, good.
Okay. Hi, Kathleen.
There we are, then.
Hi, Kathleen.
The whole crew is here in spirit or somewhere.
Yes. And right. A big hello to all of our listeners out there. Welcome to Breakthrough Entertainment. Give us a call, 602-252-1480. Maybe you've seen a movie. Maybe you want to share some review of yours. Maybe you want to know what that ringing is on Dave's
on
devices.
My iPad. I'm trying to get it live on Facebook, and I'm trying to figure out how I used to do that.
Well, I thought that was in my head.
Oh, no.
That means someone's thinking about you, right? If your ear's ringing, it means someone's thinking about you.
It means angels got their wings.
Is that what it is? The flutter of angels' wings.
It's halo, halo, halo.
How do
I
you
see
do
your
this,
halo.
Though?
I don't know, Dave.
Darn it.
Every
Remember,
week.
We tried it last time and it didn't
Dave,
quite
here,
work.
Here, turn it around.
I bet you can do it.
Yes.
Here we go. On there, we're trying to get Facebook Live.
Oh, what was that sound? That was awful.
What
so,
was that?
Describe, your,
oh, that
describe
was,
yourself.
That was like a horror film, right?
Yes. Is it here's here, what's on your mind?
What's on my mind?
And then
that's
go,
how you do it?
Yeah, go live.
How did you do that?
And then there you go.
That's
is
amazing.
It, is it,
you
is it
know
working?
These things.
I don't know. I'm just
Yeah, you know these things.
Wow, okay.
Right? Joseph's pretty smart, right? What do you think, Eric?
Yeah.
I got all A's.
6 out of 10.
6 out of 10.
You did?
Yeah, I got all A's.
And what happened? Oh, yeah, you were at ASU.
I was summa cum laude.
I'm so sorry, but it sounds pretty exciting to me.
It was, especially really? One of those words, yeah.
Wow. Well, it's probably summa. Whoa. 3, 2, 1. We're live on Facebook. Okay.
And you can find us on Facebook at
Yeah. Oh,
at
I need
Dave
a
Isaacs.
Thing to do that. Oh.
It's right over there.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's the sounds.
This is our technical.
Technical. But you can join us on Facebook, on Dave Isaac's Facebook, David Isaac on Facebook.
Yeah. Is this the one?
That's the one, correct, yeah.
All right, he knows what he's doing.
And you can also join us on stream, stream.live.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one, right?
Break Radio
Show. Is stream good?
Yeah, it's good. We got a lot of fans on there, I know.
Good fans.
And,
fanages.
They tried to call
my phone
in.
Just told me you're live.
Who is?
My phone just told me that you're live on Facebook.
Oh, good. So there I am. You're one of the...
So follow...
You're one of the 340.
I guess.
I don't know which one. Okay, good.
Yeah, so that's the thing. You need to follow Dave Isaac.
Yeah, follow me and you'll
and
see.
And then also go on Facebook as well. But follow Dave Isaac.
Well, don't stalk me.
Why?
Well,
you
depends.
Don't like stalking?
It depends.
I mean, being stalked.
You do? By who? Name a few people.
Certain people.
Well, not people, but.
Certain, not by people.
You mean, well,
dogs?
I mean.
Dogs?
You, well, it depends what they. Well, okay, I won't say that. I'll get politically in trouble.
I don't like
Hey, what's going on with the Trumpster? Every day there's something. Coming out. I don't know what
coming
to believe.
Out.
Well, yeah. Eric, you probably keep up with this stuff, right?
No, I know nothing.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
No, you got to listen during the week. It's what is it, 3 o'clock every day.
There's something.
Eric's always talking about that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, see?
On Daily Voice. There's no the. It's just Daily Voice.
Daily Voice, yes.
There you
three
go.
To four, right?
3 to 4.
And on what channel?
Monday through?
Friday.
Friday! Yay! Really? Okay, I'm excited. For now. Oh.
And where can you listen to that?
KPHX.
1480 AM.
That's it.
Get the free app for iPhone or Android.
I think so. I have the app. It's actually a good app. It's
there
a
is,
good app.
There's no reason to not, listen to KPHX 1480. You have several different
it's
opportunities.
It's a good lineup.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Had Amy Goodman as my guest yesterday.
I know
wow.
you did.
We had Amy Schumer.
No.
Two Amys.
We didn't.
No, we didn't.
We're
going to
be talking about Amy Schumer today.
We should talk about her today.
Snatched.
Snatched.
Exactly.
Yes.
You saw it too?
I haven't, but okay. I know Goldie Hawn's in it as well.
And yeah. Does that excite Goldie. You?
Maybe back in the 70s.
Okay.
She was a cutie pie, yeah, right?
Back
yeah.
when she was on Laughing.
Back when?
Is she married to Kurt Russell or just going out or sort of?
I don't know if they ever got married.
I'm not sure they did.
They were just hanging out. They
were just like for a long
hooking
time.
Up.
Chilling. Yeah, hooking up. They were just hooking up.
Well,
chilling,
that's a big hookup.
Chilling and
chilling. The big chilling.
Making whoopee.
The big, well, yeah, probably. What does that mean? Is that pocket pool with someone else?
No, that.
That's what it is, isn't it? I think
that's
it is.
That's using somebody else's cue stick.
Oh.
I am.
Hey, there's. Hey, Brian, there. How are you?
Hey, Brian, we're talking about cue sticks and pool.
Yeah, well.
Play
yeah,
the,
I,
play
I,
the pool here.
I haven't played. Well,
no. Let's back up.
Let's not go there.
Okay. But yeah, you can give us a call.
All right.
This has gotten out of hand. 602-252.
Out of hand. You're right. He is correct, ladies and gentlemen.
I can't say anything.
No, you can.
602-252-1480. You can join in the conversation.
In.
Or you can also interact with us on stream and the Facebook.
And at 340, we... 340?
340.
Where did I get 340? Okay, at 1040... We will 1040 over and out. We will have both ends of the spectrum.
Taking
what did
your
you
relationship.
Do last year? Was it just
last year?
One. I mean, last week one end.
I just only had one end of my spectrum.
Okay.
Yes.
You're talking about last year, or last week when you
last week when I was not here.
Last week when Dave was not here, I only had one end of the spectrum.
Oh man, that was a difficult situation.
You know what? I played pocket pool here in the studio. It was okay.
Or pocket singular.
Yes.
What? I don't know. We won't get too graphic
on
that.
We won't,
one.
Dave. I can see you're looking at Eric. You're like, we should just like change the subject now.
You're right.
But it was a great show. That,
it was. I heard.
Yes, you heard from me.
From you. Yeah.
But
I'm sure it was.
But we would love to.
You heard
to
from Joseph. It was a great show.
Yeah. Yeah. He
Bigly.
Eric was
a great show, as what, Tony Tigers used to say.
Was it a great show, Eric?
I'm sure it was.
Huge.
Thank you.
Huge show.
I think it was a really good show.
I'm sure it was.
We talked about a couple
and
movies.
It was terrific. Our friend Steve Carr really appreciated it. Steve's a great guy. I really like Steve.
I know. It was a phenomenal show.
Yeah.
Just give us a shout out. Yeah. So, go to breakradioshow.com, click on the archives, and you can listen to the show over. We had some great guests, and we also reviewed absolutely anything and Three Generations, and we talked about Mother's Day.
Oh wow! How
I talked
was
about
Mother's
Day.
Day. Was it?
It
good?
Was great. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, my mom's gift has not arrived yet. It is in transit from Greece.
From Greece?
Yes.
What is it? A can of olives?
I wish she'd probably like that. But speaking,
or is it a camel?
No. Speaking of Greece,
camels.
They may have camels there, but I don't.
Oh,
know.
Oh, Greek
like
olives.
Camel cigarettes. Probably.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. But speaking of Greece, you know another country, because this is like an international show today, because we're talking about how to not get snatched in another country.
And Donald Trump is in Saudi Arabia as we speak.
Yes. And I want to bring our attention from Greece over to Sweden. What is one of your favorite movies from Sweden, Dave?
Debbie Does Dallas. Oh, that's not Sweden, is it?
No.
Debbie Does Sweden?
No, it's a musical.
Oh, I love it. Mamma Mia. Of course, ABBA. I love them.
Mamma Mia, yes.
Love it.
And you
totally
know what? And it came out 9 years ago.
Hello,
9 years
Kim.
Ago.
9 years ago?
Yes. 9 years ago. Can you believe
Mamma
it?
Mamma Mia was 9 years ago? Oh, wow. The movie?
Yeah, the movie.
I thought they did a good job.
And they did it so well that here we go again. Mamma Mia 2, here we go again.
There's another Mamma Mia coming
July
out?
July 20th, 2018. Just announced. Just announced yesterday.
And ABBA wrote the score?
Yes. There's going to be new songs. Not new songs, but songs
and
that they haven't done.
Meryl Streep again?
Meryl Streep's going to be back.
And Pierce Brosnan?
Yes, several members of the cast.
Great. Oh, man. I'm excited.
I know. I am
I hope
too.
It's good. I
S before will... N except after E.
C. M-I-C-K-E-Y?
And that's a good title, right? Just, do you think
ABBA still really good at writing music?
I think
probably,
so.
Probably, right?
Yeah, and they're going to be having some new reprisals.
And that girl will be there, songs. The one that you used
Amanda
to like?
Amanda Seyfried?
Yeah.
Used to like. I still like her.
How about the other
I think
two?
I'm going to marry
the two guys that took one-third
the two
of the
guys?
Daughter.
That was a different movie.
No, but yeah, two guys and a baby. But or was it two guys and a woman? Oh, that was a party last night. But you know what I'm talking about. What I'm saying is, I'm getting
here. I hear a new Dave's Random Enlightenment coming up.
Yeah, I think so. And so is it going to be the other fathers too?
I believe so. Yeah, there's going to be
that one guy, the tall guy from Sweden's awesome. He's a great actor.
Yeah, and two guys, a girl in a pizza place. That was a great show.
I don't remember
with Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, that was funny.
No, I liked that show.
Don't remember
Ryan
that.
Ryan Reynolds before he was Deadpool. I know, but it was a good movie. And then they changed it from two guys, a girl in a pizza place to just two guys and a girl.
Really?
And then it was like then it went downhill.
Two guys and a baby.
That's illegal.
Three guys
that's
and
illegal,
a baby.
Dave.
No. What is that one with Tom Selleck? I thought it was three.
Magnum PI.
No, but three guys and a.
He had a mustache.
It was three and
guys,
a baby, something three.
Yeah, that's
right. There was two men and a baby.
Oh, yeah.
I thought there were three men.
Thank you, Trisha.
I thought it was
You're
three.
Welcome.
Yeah, it was Ted Danson and the guy from Police Academy and
yeah,
then,
that's three
Tom
guys.
Selleck.
And they had him, and he had a mustache.
He usually doesn't?
He always does.
I mean, he does, yeah.
Yeah.
So three guys and a baby.
Yes.
Three men and
no,
a baby.
No, it was
three men
no.
and a baby.
Yeah.
Four of them? How many?
I think there's a foursome.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's three men and a baby.
I thought it was two men and a baby.
No, it was
yes.
Steve Guttenberg, Tom Selleck, and Ted Danson.
Totally correct. Yes.
Yes.
We stand corrected.
I'm looking
Thank
at
you.
It in IMDb.
Yes.
Be careful. Dave, don't look up three men and anything. Because
and it was directed
no,
by
I'm
Leonard
not
Nimoy.
It up. No way.
You know,
but I think if you were to look back, though, that was the first name that Trisha gave it was Two Men and a Baby.
And
I love that show.
Yes. And also, I believe that Eric, during the week at some point, I listened to Daily Voice, and he was looking up statistics on pornography use.
Who was?
Eric. That's the kind of stuff that they have on Daily Voice.
That's Daily Voice for you. Yep.
They have stats on that? What type of stats?
Would you like me to look them up?
No.
That's okay.
But
that's
I'm,
okay.
I'm just curious, like how long you stay on the site.
Yeah, that's what it was. It was like the southern states spend about three extra minutes than the other states.
Yes.
You know,
except
Bible
for Eric.
Belt.
Except for
They
Eric.
Stay on longer.
Wow. It was weird today. I was typing one of my favorite sports team in the computer today.
Yes.
And it looked like a porn site came up, and I was like, what?
It was in your history, because you got to
yeah,
clear that.
Come on.
It wasn't in my history. It couldn't have.
It's in your future.
No. Now we're talking.
He wishes.
But it was really weird. I got out of it really quick, and then a virus scan right away.
Yeah.
I don't know how that happened, though.
I don't know. You got to be careful online. There's all sorts of terrible
Maybe
stuff
some
online.
Hacker was
But there's some great
in?
Stuff online, too.
How about did
have
you, get...
you heard about the new thing on the phones, where people are it's a robot that's calling... Mm-hmm. We just had this happen last night. The robot calls, and the person, when you answer, it sounds like it's a person, and then they get distracted by a bee.
A bee?
Yeah.
Hello?
And then you're
Hello?
Talking to them. Yeah, exactly. Hello? Oh, sorry. Oh, wait. Hold on. There's a bee. Bzz. Oh, my gosh. Now, what were you saying? And it's crazy. And then when you call it back, it has another recording that sounds like a woman instead of a guy. And this one says, oh, you sound just like a friend of mine from high school. And again, are you real? Are you a human? It says, but it's a robot. It's
and they
want to so
get
crazy.
Your voice. They want to.
What
get
are they
you,
doing?
They want to get
yeah,
you
what do they
saying
want?
Various things. They want you to say yes. They want you to say no.
For
they,
what?
Because then they're going to take that and they're going to connect it with your information.
Oh, voice recognition.
Yes.
Versus facial recognition.
Still, what do they want?
Well, they you yeah. know how. Do you want to authorize discharge? Yes.
Oh.
But how?
And now they just
that
got
makes
me.
Makes no sense. Why don't they just say yes?
Well, because then they can put your voice in there.
But nobody.
But they
asks
actually
for your voice
hijack
when,
your. They like, actually hijack your phone number.
Yeah.
No, they wow. do. They are hijacking phone numbers. That's true. I know that scam as well.
There's various things that I don't know. It's the Russians.
They're using
but
it
I'm
for Google
numbers.
I'm
just saying, there's a lot of cuckoo craziness stuff going on.
Huge craziness.
And one thing that's going on really crazy today. I'm going to be over at 7-Eleven. It's their bring your own cup day for $1.50. You can bring any cup, and you can fill it up.
Really?
Yes.
And what type of cup are you bringing?
Well, I'm just got like a
You're
thermos.
Not an athlete,
I've
are
got
you?
A thermos. No.
You could.
My,
two girls in
my
a
cup's
cup.
Going to be quite small. But
I'm sure it will.
Yes.
Because you're not an athlete.
but
you are a supporter,
It is heavily
though.
Protected.
Aren't you a supporter?
Yeah. What? Yes. What? Yeah,
right, Eric? He's an athletic supporter.
I am. What?
You mean a jock strap?
Oh, now you're not going to bring that.
But if you look it up online, there's people
yeah.
who have like, they brought in like a toilet bowl and they filled up the
oh,
toilet bowl and
God,
stuff.
Oh my God, you're kidding.
Yeah.
Who would drink out of toilet
I
bowl?
I hope it was a new one.
I don't know.
No, it was used.
There were bongs that people were using. There
bongs.
Were boots. There was all sorts of things. There were trophies.
Gas tanks?
Someone actually, now I'm just going to say this once. Someone filled up a condom and then they
And what did they use it for?
And you know, my problem is you don't want to put that on the. I mean, because in order to fill that
on the
up,
what?
On
you know
the
what?
Nozzle.
Of course not.
On
not when nozzle. It's filled up like that.
On the nozzle.
Although, yeah, well, you can call it what you want, but you're right.
Yes.
Yeah, you don't want to put it there.
No, you don't.
No.
It's be very cold. Okay.
That's
so,
like using it twice.
And you know what happens when it's cold? All right, so let's talk about Snatched.
Yeah, I do. Let's talk. A very small cup.
Yes. Let's okay. talk about Snatched.
Well, make sure that's a good. Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and.
We're dumping.
I know.
Okay.
I know. No. The movie is called Snatched with an ED on the end, and it's not that old.
Well,
movie.
I'm getting comments. What type of show is this?
Exactly. I'm like, what the heck, you guys? Come
yeah.
on now.
Yes. Wow.
It's not that old
no,
movie
but the,
by
the
Guy
movie,
Ritchie.
No, the movie is called Snatched.
Yes.
Like,
an ED.
I got grabbed.
Yes. Or kidnapped.
Are you talking about Trump?
Got groped.
Groped. I got groped.
Not groped. Grabbed.
There's
Taken.
A random enlightenment.
Oh, that's different.
Kidnapped.
Kidnapped.
Okay, kidnapped. Taken. That makes sense.
And then, so basically, it's a Mother's Day themed movie. Goldie Hawn and Amy Schumer.
Yeah.
They
Who
don't have the best
niece
relationship.
Who is the niece of Chuck Schumer, right?
Don't know.
I'm not sure.
No, I think so.
Yeah? Is that an athletic person?
No, Chuck Schumer, the Senate majority leader.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Chuck Schumer.
Okay. Like
yeah.
cousins. They're like
that
cousins,
Chuck.
I think.
They're, yeah, not kissing cousins.
No, don't kiss your cousins.
But no. you know.
Unless they're twice removed.
Okay.
Oh, you can then?
Sure.
Oh, wait
want.
A minute.
How about
I
if they're
think
adopted?
Eric's been spending too much time on Southern states.
Yes, I
know.
So.
Or certain stats.
Yeah, both.
I think the stats.
Both ends of the spectrum today will be all yeah. about can you make whoopee with your cousin?
No, that no.
No, whoopee pies. Whoopee pies. That's
a
all.
Whoopee pie? Yeah. Not a Whoopi Goldberg.
No, don't.
She's
no.
had controversy lately.
Yeah, she has.
Okay,
she has. But okay, so let's talk about the movie.
Yeah,
Goldie Hawn.
Rein him in. Rein him in.
I know. I'm trying. Goldie Hawn, who hasn't
that's
been in a movie.
That's up to you, Trisha.
Who hasn't been
I'm
in a movie?
I'm gonna pull out my magic lasso.
You're the ref.
Yes.
Goldie Hawn hasn't been in a movie since like it's been 15 years.
Has it?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. And I don't know why she chose this movie to
I
be.
I thought she looked pretty good, actually.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
I'm not going to say anything because I don't want to get.
They spent
complaints.
An extra $3 million airbrushing every frame of it.
Probably.
Oh, they did?
Probably.
Oh.
Yeah. But then I think they would also have to do that for Amy Schumer because I'm not the biggest fan of
Amy Schumer.
Whatever she's
I don't think she's
on.
Funny.
I don't think
you
she's.
You think she's cute, though?
I don't think she's funny, and I definitely don't think she's cute.
So not
she's
cute
got a very
funny.
Puffy face. I don't think she has to worry
she
about
is a little puffy.
Getting snatched.
Wow. Now it's personal attacks, Joseph.
It's a joke from the movie.
It's one thing saying she's.
That's something from the movie.
It's one thing saying she's not funny, but.
Yes, it's a joke from the movie. So
it's
everyone,
a joke
calm
from
down.
The movie.
Calm
so
down,
he,
yes.
he's okay with what he just said.
I know. I'm. I like a little bit of extra meat on my.
She has meat.
Yes.
On
oh,
his
now
rib.
She's just meat.
you tricked me on that, didn't you?
No, not just.
He
the,
set me up for
not
that.
Not just the meat. She's got the other
bones.
Stuff too. No. Okay. I'm okay. gonna just roll right over this and say
right. organs.
And they go on vacation. Because Amy Schumer's boyfriend yeah. leaves her. In
that
the
was a funny
movie.
Scene.
Yeah, and he's from Fresh Off the Boat. He's a great, great actor.
I've seen him before.
Yeah, he was in that movie with Kim Jong-un or whatever, that movie with Seth Rogen, the interview.
Pineapple Express?
No, the interview.
Oh, then. Oh,
the interview.
He
yeah.
was.
He played Kim Jong whatever.
Oh, he
yeah,
did.
Un. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. And so he's a really funny guy, and that was a funny scene. But so he dumps her, and so she has to find someone to go on vacation with. She can't find anyone.
To
she,
Ecuador, by the way.
To Ecuador, and figures that she might as well bring her mom. And so Goldie Hawn
because no one else would go.
Exactly. So they go and they go on this vacation. She has this amazing time, meets this amazing man, and he sees parts of her that she didn't intend for him to see. And things,
I saw that part.
Things smell like soup. And what kind of soup, Dave?
Chicken noodle.
You think so? Is that really?
No.
Okay. Well, that I thought that was the funniest line in the movie. Is that, you know?
Oh, you did?
Yeah. It smells like soup. Well, what kind of soup? But you'll have to see the movie to understand what I'm talking about there.
Yes.
Yes. But so then they end up getting snatched. They get kidnapped.
Kidnapped.
And they, I don't want to reveal too much, but they go on this adventure in Ecuador, and all these dangerous things happening to them. People are chasing them, and in the meantime, they're also still not getting along. Very well.
Correct.
Yes.
And it wasn't just Ecuador.
It wasn't just Ecuador. The Colombia, they went to... All around there. Yeah, they went everywhere. And then there's the guy, her brother at home, who hasn't been out of the house.
Mama.
Yeah, mama.
That was funny.
I need you, mama. And at first it was annoying, but then it actually was kind of funny near the end. Because, you know...
Now, it's actually mama.
Yeah, you're right. We got to put the syllable. Mama.
That's right. Mama. There's more French.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Someone took my mama.
Yeah, that's right.
And he is agoraphobic.
Yes, correct. Thank you. And so he keeps saying, you know, he calls the State Department and you got to help me. They took my mama. And I can't live without my mama. And so then he, you know, there's all this situation going on. And so the movie itself.
About an hour and 31 minutes.
Yes. Dave, why don't you tell me what you thought of the movie first?
All right, I'll tell you. At first, I did not want to see this movie. I'm not a big Amy Schumer fan. I didn't like The Train Wreck or whatever it's called.
I didn't either. It came out last weekend, I want to tell everyone.
That's right.
And it did really well at the box office.
Oh, it did, yeah.
So Guardians of the Galaxy.
But I thought on behalf, I'll take a hit for the show. I should review it. I liked it. I was surprised.
Really?
I liked it. I thought it was sort of funny. I found myself laughing.
Good.
I liked almost the whole movie. There was a part where I thought it was a little disjointed, but it got over it real quick. And I really enjoyed it. I thought Amy Schumer did a really good job. Goldie Hawn was excellent after not acting for a while. She looked okay. And I thought it was entertaining. Is it profound? No. But it is entertaining. And I give it a 3.
Excellent.
I think, you know, if you have nothing, I mean, it depends what you have to do, but, you know, it's not going to be like the Green Mile type of profound, but
And we'll let Tricia share her thoughts in just a minute, but because you seem to have the same thoughts that I did, I'm giving it a 3 as well.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't that thrilled about it. I knew that it did really well at the box office last weekend, and I figured, you know what, there's the movies out this weekend aren't that appealing, and there's Alien and stuff like that, but this looked like something that we could talk about here on the show.
And you liked it too,
and I liked it. I ended up liking it.
It was funny, right?
Yes. Goldie Hawn, I thought, was the weakest link in the movie.
Yeah.
Not her performance, just the character.
Some good acting, though.
Yeah, good acting.
The mama guy was sort of cool.
He did really well.
And the State Department guy was cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then at the end, he was like, what?
It was funny. Yeah, I liked it.
Amy Schumer did a really good job.
I thought
she did. She was funnier here than she was in Trainwreck.
Totally.
Except for the end of Trainwreck when she was dancing. I don't remember if you see that. So that was a really cute scene. We're going to talk about that later in the show, actually.
Yeah.
But I liked it. I'm going to give it 3 as well.
Good.
And like you said, not profound, but entertaining.
But entertaining.
Entertaining and, as you said, disjointed. I feel like it was 3 movies in one.
You're right. It had that.
Even the first half hour was completely different than the last hour, and then the relationships and everything like that. But it was good. You got Joan Cusack as well, Wanda Sykes.
Very nicely done.
Joan Cusack, almost you didn't even realize it was her. Because
I didn't. I said I know her, but then I didn't realize it till the credits.
But Tricia, why do you cast Joan Cusack if she's not going to say anything in the movie? Joan Cusack has that voice.
Her facial expressions are priceless.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was going to say. Here you get to see that she, and I think because you know her voice, you read a lot into her facial expression.
True, okay.
And you actually hear it somewhat, what she's thinking in your head, when Wanda Sykes isn't necessarily putting it right out there for you.
Oh, okay. And what did you think of the movie? Did you like it as much as we did? Because, I mean, 3, I know it's not the best. It's not a 5.
It's a fun movie.
But it's fun, yes. Yeah. It's a fun movie.
Well, I will tell you that when I saw the previews, I thought, oh, that might be really fun to go to. And then when I read on IMDb and stuff and they were kind of panning it with the critics, I was like, okay, well, they don't always know what they're talking about. I went, and at first, that first half hour, I was just kind of like, what the heck? But I enjoyed more the hour, the end, where she was with her mom more. Goldie, I kind of liked that dynamic between the two of them with their different personalities and everything, and then, you know, the ending. I really enjoyed that. So yes, I give it 3. Again, it's not profound. There's a lot of really incredible movies out there. I wish they hadn't tried to make this really dramatic or call it a dramedy. I think it should just be a straight up comedy, but But I enjoyed it, so I give it a 3 as well.
Oh, so 3 across the board. Yeah?
I have to tell you that I treated myself to another movie afterwards.
You did?
And yes. And we need to, you need to see, if you haven't already, Everything Everything, and we need to talk about that.
Okay. All right. Well, I know Everything Everything. I didn't see it. I'm interested in seeing that as well. It's got pretty good ratings, I think. And it's kind of like this year's Fault in Our Stars. But also, like, remember how the past few years we've had those movies based on books, The Fault in Our Stars.
Well, and this is based on a young adult book, but the whole thing is, and I don't know because I haven't read the book, but it has a twist ending I didn't expect. At first I was thinking, okay, this is that young romance and da-da-da, but it had a twist that I actually really appreciated. So I'm thinking it might be like Gifted, where you don't know much about it when it first comes out. It gets a slow start, but then it catches hold as people see it and enjoy it.
Excellent.
And Dave also loves those chick flicks, and I love anything romance. So
anything romance is a movie?
No, love any romantic movie.
Oh,
I love love. Don't you love love, Dave?
I think we're people addicted to love. That could be the topic of both ends of the spectrum.
That could be.
Well, and everything also has a mother-daughter relationship.
Hmm. Oh, great.
Excellent.
Yeah, so it's actually about relationships and has some very great great moments, I think. I think you guys would like it if you try it.
And probably I know there's a lot of movies that we haven't talked about. I know that I keep meaning to see that that The Space Between Us as well. That's based on another young adult novel as
well. But next week, my favorite,
Pirates of the Caribbean.
I love that series.
Well, we'll talk more about that in a little bit, but let's take a quick break here. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how to avoid getting snatched in another country.
Yes.
And you know what? I really want to capoeira right now.
What's a capoeira?
Capoeira.
Is that a capillary?
Give him lots of room, Dave.
Yeah,
give
I need some room.
Is that a dancing on the table?
It's more than just dancing. It's a fight moves.
Look,
martial
I'm
arts
gonna,
dancing.
I'm going to put,
Amy,
wow.
It's what Amy Schumer did in the film, remember?
Yeah, and she used it later on in the movie.
I don't remember.
Yeah, but we won't talk about
that. Oh, yeah, I do remember. Excellent.
That's when you were sleeping,
and,
Dave.
Oh, that's right. No, I didn't fall asleep this time. I did leave my bag at the movies, and I panicked because I had all my important stuff in there, but they saved it for me. And this is 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. Breakthrough Entertainment. We'll be right back.